"We are safe here," he repeated. "Safe here."
I resolved to leave him. Would that I had. Wiser now for the artilleryman's teaching, I sought out food and drink. I had found oil and rags for my burns, and I also took a hat and a flannel shirt that I found in one of the bedrooms. When it was clear to him that I meant to go alone, had reconciled myself to going alone, he suddenly roused himself to come. And all being quiet throughout the afternoon, we started about 5 o'clock, as I should judge, along the blackened road to Sunbury. In Sunbury, and at intervals along the road, were dead bodies, lying in contorted attitudes, horses as well as men, overturned carts and luggage, all covered thickly with black dust. That pall of cindery powder made me think of what I had read of the destruction of Pompeii. We got to Hampton Court without misadventure, our minds full of strange and unfamiliar appearances. And at Hampton Court, our eyes were relieved to find a patch of green that had escaped the suffocating drift. We went through Bushy Park, with its deer going to and fro under the chestnuts, and some men and women hurrying in the distance toward Hampton, and so we came to Twickenham. These were the first people we saw. Away across the road, the woods beyond Ham and Petersham was still afire. Twickenham was uninjured by either heat ray or black smoke, and there were more people about here, though none could give us news. For the most part, they were like ourselves, taking advantage of a lull to shift their quarters. I have an impression that many of the houses here were still occupied by scared inhabitants, too frightened even for flight. Here, too, the evidence of a hasty rout was abundant along the road. I remember most vividly 3 smashed bicycles in a heap, pounded into the road by the wheels of subsequent carts. We crossed Richmond Bridge about 8:30. We hurried across the exposed bridge, of course, but I noticed floating down the stream a number of red masses, some many feet across. I did not know what these were. There was no time for scrutiny, and I put a more horrible interpretation on them than they deserved. Here again, on the Surrey side, were black dust that had once been smoke and dead bodies, a heap near the approach to the station. But we had no glimpse of the Martians until we were some way toward Barnes. We saw in the blackened distance a group of 3 people running down a side street toward the river, but otherwise it seemed deserted. Up the hill, Richmond town was burning briskly. Outside the town of Richmond, there was no trace of the black smoke.